So many of the messages we get these days are intended to deceive us. We come to expect to be fed a diet of everything from exaggerations to outright lies. Marissa Ashima is an artist and printmaker whose new show asks us to think about how we're affected by living in a world where everything is not all as it seems. That's the name of her new show, and she's on the line with us now. Good morning, Marissa.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. What was the state of mind that sort of got you focused on this show?
Well, I guess just in the world today, a lot of times a lot of us are on technology,
mm-hmm.
and on so many different mediums, like whether it be Instagram or Facebook. So many people nowadays, I think, they want to be more than they are. And, I think that's good, but at the same time, you kind of lose your sense of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I've, always kind of thought about, especially with myself. I know that I'm, I do that a lot too, but, I wanted to go back to, who I am as a person and not try to be something that I'm not.
Well, the daily bombardment, as you say, through social media of information, for want of a better word, of various allegations, there's so much that we get that isn't true or that needs to be examined. There's so much rumor. There's a lot of things that sound true that aren't, yeah?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's definitely what I feel.
So how does that translate to your work as an artist? What can you do?
Well, the way that I approach printmaking is just a safe place for me to be myself. There's nothing that I have to filter or edit. It's a place where I can just be free to print what comes to mind and not have that sense of judgment from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really nice outlet for me. It's just a place that I feel, most comfortable.
Did it take a while to get to that place, for you to get to that place?
I don't think so. I think that's always been how it is when I do printmaking. My daily life, it's definitely a struggle. When you're constantly, online and, you see, all this, edited pictures from people and, you just think that their lives are so much greater than yours. But when it comes to printmaking, I don't have that sort of feeling.
A lot of us, the internet messages tend to exaggerate or be inaccurate, and yet sometimes even when we're telling our own stories about our own lives, sometimes we can, without even thinking about it, deceive ourselves, don't you think?
Definitely, for sure.
What do you do about that?
For me, I just, try to, when I printmake, it's a time that I can just self-reflect and really think, what does it mean to be, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, having that time just set aside for myself is, definitely something that is necessary for me, I think, to sort of continue, the way that I do.
You work in what's called monoprinting, yeah?
Yes.
Could you explain that to me?
So monoprinting is, what I do is I have a sheet of plexiglass, and I use painter's tape. So I kind of set these different, shapes or images, and then I roll the ink onto that, and then once I take off the tape, I run it through the press, and that's what the monoprint is.
What's painter's tape? I'm not familiar with that.
Painter's tape, when people paint houses, they use the blue painter's tape.
Like masking tape.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that blocks off an area, and then you paint over the tape itself?
Yeah, I use a brayer, and then I roll up the ink, and then I roll the ink over the tape. And then once I take off the tape, there's an image or a shape.
Now, you know, some of the techniques that artists use, there's a sort of a random element that comes in, yeah, where, say, a potter fires a pot and maybe it comes out in ways that he or she didn't expect. Does that happen with monoprinting?
Definitely all the time. I think in all forms of printmaking, that is something that is inevitable. But at the same time, I think it's those flaws that make printmaking so special. And it's the process of printmaking that I'm extremely fascinated with.
Well, because, I mean, in a way, it sort of takes you out of the equation a little bit if you're going to be surprised by the final result to some extent, yeah?
Definitely. It's just sometimes, you know, it's a bit frustrating when it doesn't really come out how you want it to. Mm-hmm. But I think that random element definitely is something that is just very interesting to me.
Well, I mean, you can also, for every unpleasant surprise, there's a pleasant surprise the next time, yeah?
Yeah.
And I guess those are the ones you keep, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, I felt that my best pieces are the ones that, you know, you can never really plan on. Uh-huh. And I think that's just so amazing.
I'm sort of circling back to this whole idea of everything is not as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ways in which the pieces in the show kind of evoke that idea?
Well, I think when I look at these pieces, or when people look at these pieces, I just want them to think about how they're perceived online versus in real life. There's definitely a discrepancy. And I hope that my work, I think it's me just being really honest. And I hope that people can see that coming through in the work. And I hope it helps them to self-reflect.
Well, that would be a worthy goal, wouldn't it, Marissa? And thanks very much for thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Marissa Ashima is an artist and printmaker whose work will be on display through June at Brew Bar on Merchant Street in downtown Honolulu. And there's an opening reception that's free and open to the public next Friday, May 6th.